It's Andy Heaton for a tour special. I'm very lucky to be joined on the line by New York Times reporter Tariq Panja. Tariq has been working in and around football for years now for various respected publications. And obviously with everything going on at the minute with the coronavirus, they broke the story earlier about, well, didn't break the story, but it emerged today that UEFA have, as a result of what's going on, decided to move Euro 2020 to next year. This is unprecedented, isn't it?
Absolutely unprecedented, but you know, it's fair to say we're living in unprecedented times. You know, I'm talking to you kind of sat in my house. I'd normally be at my office. Most people around the country are at home and they'd normally be at work, or they're on the streets and they'd rather be at home. You know, this is a really, really difficult time, and the sports industry, like every other one, has felt the impact of this, and that's where we are today.
I mean, this isn't the only bit of news today. Obviously, CONMEBOL have got involved as well, and they've moved Copa America to next year. Ironically, well, I mean, funnily enough, to the exact same date as Euro 2020. I mean, was there any sense of, from your perspective, because it's all kind of, we know what's been going on in Italy and China, but there was never any real sense that something this massive was going to happen, and it just seems to have happened so quickly.
Yeah. There was a sense, I guess, of complacency, I guess, and we can only be guided, us as part of the greater population, not as journalists or as professionals in media or anything like that. We can only be guided by the sense of what our leaders, what the government's saying, and what the mood of the nation was at the time. There wasn't a sense that this virus is going to come across into our borders, and even if it does, that it will shut us down to such an extent.